late with Dougie. Waking up 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 late with Dougie.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, here from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, and I'm joined today with Mr. Peter Leonard.
Well, who wouldn't be here?
That's right, and Elgin David.
I'm finally back, thank you.
Yeah, you were out last week.
I was, man. I was filming some stuff.
Filming?
Yes.
I think the week before, too, man.
Yeah, working on some stuff, you look terrific. Now I'm back. It's good to be back.
Your hair's one color now.
Finally, the blonde grew out.
Yeah.
Got to finally get rid of that.
Now, your blonde doesn't turn orange after a while?
No, not at all.
He's not a swimmer. He doesn't go in the pool.
Really? All right. Well, because like when I was in high school, I dyed my head like I had like a purple, put like purple in the back of my hair, and it was so thick that it eventually turned like orange and blonde.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Well, the sun does that, and so does like chlorine from the
pools.
That's
true. Yeah, that's
what happens.
We used to put this stuff called sun in.
Yeah.
Sun in, hell yeah.
Yeah, and the sun would change our hair.
You know what, dude? You don't have to do any of that. You could walk into a fast food joint and steal a little lemon packets for the iced tea.
Yeah.
I swear to God, you'd peel up, open the... I used to put lemon packets in
lemon
my
juice?
Hair. Lemon juice in your hair. You blonde out, man. It streaks out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, you have light hair anyway, so...
Well, now it's why I'm... Yeah, but I had blonde hair as a kid, man. I had really blonde hair.
Yeah, when you were like 20s, how you know...
I had like light brown hair, but with like I had
so
like
you have
blonde,
light hair. I just so when
streaks.
I said you had light hair,
I had blonde streaks. Yeah,
You're like no. You said you have light hair now.
Yeah, it's fucking gray.
Yeah, I mean like he's got dark.
I've always
hair.
Had dark hair. You
I've
had
got dark,
dark
hair.
Yeah,
you know, so that's what we're talking.
You're not
about.
Even gray yet, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
a couple
well,
grays.
Yeah, thank God my wife's a hairdresser.
She has ways to like disguise it
we
and hide it.
Just we get a little touch up here and there.
Oh,
he gets that. At least you don't spray.
Just for men.
Yeah, just for men.
No, that shit turns your hair orange.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Walt Frazier has orange hair.
I remember there's this guy one time in karate class and taekwondo class. This guy got his hair done, right? And he's sitting there like training and stuff and he's sweating. It's like black shit dripping down onto his uniform.
That's funny.
And the instructor comes up, he's like, "Well, you may not be a black belt, but you got a black pelt."
That's funny.
You know, like around
oh,
his.
Oh, pelt,
yeah.
That's funny.
I like it.
Yeah, bit of a comedian.
What's up with the, you know, that little salt shaker that they fucking put in your head? You've seen this?
They shake these fibers.
It's metal?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's metal, but it's like this. It's like small hair.
Right.
And they shake it in there, so it kind of sticks to your other hair.
Right. So what happens if you? How do you move around? Do anything active with that?
Yeah.
Can
you imagine if you're with your girl and she starts putting her hands through your hair and she's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
And it sticks to the hair on her knuckles.
Yeah. Next thing you know, she looks
fucked.
Like a primate.
Right. Then you're really in trouble, man.
The things we do for vanity, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Jesus. You know, they have that spray paint your balls shut, you know, spot stuff.
I thought you said spray paint your balls.
Spray paint your bald spot.
Spray paint your bald spot.
Yeah, that little spray paint can
Ron Popeil came out with that shit.
Yeah, but what was it? It was the fibers in the can or,
same
was,
thing.
Or just black paint?
It's like the fibrous stuff, you know, like metal shavings.
Yeah.
You shave, you paint, yeah.
You know what I mean? What the fuck? You know, I get to this day, like, you know, I always said, if I go bald, I'm going bald. You know what I mean? Like, my father had, like, you know, had, like, that opening here, and he had the hair on the side a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
And he would laugh. Like, every time he saw somebody with a wig, he'd just start laughing. You know, he'd be like, just look at this guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, every time I see a guy with a wig, first of all, you see the guy with the wig.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like...
You're not just fooling anybody.
You're not fooling anybody.
I always think of Maury from Goodfellas when I think of the wigs. This is when he jumps in the pool and all that shit. And then when they beat him up and he's flapping in the wind like this.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I always see when I think of wigs. It's ridiculous when you see a bad wig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some wigs are good.
But they're most... Listen, 95% of them are bad. Did you know Don from the New York Comedy Club? Don and his brother?
You weren't around back then.
No.
But they had both had the bad wigs. He ended up buying Charles Alfieri Hair Studios because he didn't want to pay You know, Charles was smart.
Could you imagine having to go, like, this is one of those things, like the hair club for men, where they sew, like, the toupee through your hair, on like wherever, like, your hairline starts.
They sew it into your head?
Was it all glue?
Dude, this is the wildest thing, because I wrote all the commercials for Alfieri, but way before Don and, you know, ever bought it. But, want to get hairy? Call Charles Alfieri. So, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And he used to have this chick say, hey, guys, you know those transplants, those little holes that they drill and put your little, they pull a seat like a seat. Well, if you think that looks natural, you really do need a hole in the head.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? But in the meantime, they peel, like when you go for a service, you go once every 2 weeks, okay? They fucking sit there and they like peel your hair off your head. Then they take your wig and they throw it in a washing machine.
Right.
In a real, like a regular washing machine. And it washes, it dries, it's on a dryer, it spins. While they're doing that, they cut your hair around.
Yeah, so it blends in.
Right. So they cut your hair on the sides, they cut the back if you have any. And then they get the thing out of the dryer and they fluff it up a little bit.
Yeah.
They feed it, walk it, and then they slap the fucking glue on it.
They give it its rabies
on
shots?
On your head, and they make sure it's the right position. They got the arrow underneath. Yeah. They look, and they put the fucking thing on.
And you know what's funny?
You would see
between these two, Howard, his brother, and Don.
Yeah.
After you could tell when they needed service.
Oh, badly.
Because their toupee would kind of look like a dusty bookshelf. You know what I mean? It like had shit, you know, growing.
It looked
like
a dog that hadn't been to a groomer in months. That's what it looked like. And the funny thing is,
and it's glued to their head.
Glued to your head. Now the funny thing is, I had told Don. I said before the hurricane, like 12 years ago, I said I got a great money making idea. Let's sell hurricane wig insurance. Charge $5. You got 1,600 members. You charge $5 a piece. You make $9,000. If half of them bite, you know, you make $4,000, and you insure their head.
Right.
You know? That's a riot, man. So nobody, of course, called. And,
you know, I mean, but it, you know,
I would have just ripped the thing off my head and got a new one. You know,
That's funny.
It blew away.
I mean, what? And you just don't, you know, but you can always spot them out. That's the point. It's not like you go, I couldn't tell that guy had a wig.
Can you tell when somebody has the transplants?
Yeah, you could see the dots. Yeah. They look like they got a doll head.
And you can see the scar behind the back of their neck, too. Like the,
yep, you
and
see that line across the back.
I mean, I have a friend that got that done, right? And it kind of looks like he's got some hair once it blends in a little bit.
Yeah.
But that doesn't last because you just keep losing hair.
You lose hair behind it.
And then you have, yeah.
It looks like a
chia
pet.
It's like, what a bunch of work that's got to be. You know what I mean? It's bad enough you got to like worry about your own lawn and shit like that. Now I got to worry about my lawn and my hair.
I would just go bald.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just go bald. Wear a hat.
Wear a fucking hat.
Those little hats that, what are they called? Those little golf hats or whatever?
Yeah.
Visor.
Those Kangol hats, you know?
Dude, I bought my friend one. And it has the hair, the fake hair.
the Guy Fieri fucking
it's so
spiky
fun.
Hair?
Yep. It's so funny, man.
That's
and the
funny.
Guy loved it. And he looked great with the fucking thing.
Why not? I mean, if I went bald, I probably would. I'd just wear a hat all the time.
Right.
That's
unless,
funny.
You know, whatever.
Well, I have some scars on my head. If you have been hitting the head a few times,
right.
You got some shit going on.
Well, that explains a lot.
You don't want to have, right. You don't want to have, you don't want to have your head. You don't want to be bald and have like, you know,
yeah.
A lobotomy scar.
Peter's been hit. Amongst the head.
Peter's head looks like a fucking...
He's
like,
been dropped a lot.
Like a zipper.
It looks like the moon.
it's like crater.
No, it's not that bad, but it's... I got a few dents.
You know, I don't think my head... It's so damn big, and you know what I mean? It's got like weird dings in it and shit.
Yeah, I can see it.
But you could like play a good like kingpin. If you were bald, you could be with the white suit.
As I worry about my hair loss, that's why now I'm like I'm trying to get, you know, keep getting in shape, working out and everything.
Rhonda's in shape.
It's not like the first time you said that joke before.
It's been over a year.
Well, listen.
There's new listeners. There's new watchers. Round is a shape.
Yeah, but they all recognize
a
stupid old
joke,
Peter.
That's a funny joke.
Yeah, it was funny back in 1930 when the first guy told
me. No.
You know what I'm saying?
Fucking thing right here on your show.
Yeah.
I've got the archive shows to prove it. I wrote that book.
By the way, Jay Risk, we are going to talk today about the emotional support peacock and Straight from the Headlines. It's a story we got loaded up.
That's ridiculous. Have you heard about this?
Nope.
Now, you know, I was flying back from Virginia this past week, there was a lady. They could tell they're all excited. There was a couple, and they had the fucking little dog with them.
Yeah.
And they're like, they were so excited because they have a service pet. Mm. They get to go on with the people who are handicapped. Like they don't have any problem getting on the plane,
right?
You know, now they get to go on early because they got a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about that today.
What's the fucking point? You're all leaving at the same time anyway. You get to go sit in there longer.
And by the way,
who wants to do that?
And why stress your dog out by bringing him into an enclosed plane?
Right.
And a little thing. Let the dog sit out there, let everybody board the plane. I'd be the last guy on with the dog. I'd want to walk on last.
I don't know how those, my dog would never, I could only imagine if I had my dog in a little carrier case going through all that shit. Uh-oh. You know what I mean? He wouldn't be that. He'd cause more stress for me. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
He'd never be able to do that.
No.
You know?
He'd be barking like a motherfucker.
Before you know it, somebody's going to get smart and they're going to train one of these dogs to go crazy and they're going to, but train it to be cool. And then go on a plane with a crazy ass dog.
A ventriloquist dog.
And then be
dog.
Like, go!
A ventriloquist barker.
Yeah.
You could teach a dog to be a ventriloquist and bark. He's sitting here and you hear the barking like an aisle two.
No, what I'm saying, they're gonna use these dogs for
to do what?
To do crazy stuff on planes.
Like fly it?
If you could teach a dog to attack, let's say.
Yeah.
Right.
But
go,
then you
go over by the cockpit and bite the fucking guy.
But the funniest thing about these dogs. You've seen these service animals this big. That's what cracks me up.
No, but people are bringing a bunch of stuff on planes now, and it's getting ridiculous. A lot of people are getting upset. Like, people are just claiming to have service animals just so they can bring it.
Yeah, that's a lot of bullshit.
You've got to have cracking down on that, man. You've got
enough
to have
of this nonsense.
And it sucks for the people who really need them, for all these people who are just doing it just to bring a dog on a plane.
Right. You know what I mean?
I want to get a service broad, man.
Exactly.
I need a service woman.
I need a service whore.
Yeah. That's it. Fuck everything else.
That would be
this collar on.
That would be a funny video. Instead of, you needing service here, these are our new service whores.
Right.
You know.
They wear the little vest with a tag on it, a number, 69.
Yeah, the little tags on their nipples. It'd be great.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
I mean.
When do we start?
I don't know. So things that annoy us, I guess, we're going to talk about here this morning.
This morning? Where are you?
Well, you know.
You never know. China?
I'm going to be like you. Well, it's morning somewhere in the earth, Peter.
That's true.
Anyway, by the way, big show tomorrow. Wise Guys Comedy Show, headlined by Mark Price.
He's bigger than he thinks.
He's going to be here tomorrow in the studio. So, guys on Facebook Live, we're going to have a live recording tomorrow around 11 o'clock in the morning. So
he won't show up.
Turn us on to work. And
he won't be here on time.
Yeah, really? But you know, it's just crazy because like there's always drama. You know what I mean? It's
please.
I don't know, man. It's just like, can't you just like I some of the shit, and again, not just some of the stuff. Like I book when I get work, you know, it's like thank you. That's it. The only thing I ever may ask the booker is like, hey, do I get a couple comps? Like when I was in Virginia this weekend at Kazi's, we went go kart racing. Which, by the way,
that sounds awesome.
Bill Cosby's house. Where were you? Cosby's?
I don't know. Why don't you go ahead and interrupt the show? What I'm
saying? Oh, come on.
He was at Cosby's.
Cosby's, you deaf old fuck.
That is?
Cosby's Comedy Club. Okay. Cosby. Yeah, I went to Cosby's house, Peter.
Anyway, you put pictures that you were go-kart racing. Yeah.
Now, this was one of these indoor kart race places.
And they give you the little helmet and the little sock on your head.
Yeah,
you got
to buy it. It's $5.
You have to buy that, too?
Yeah, it's like
would you want to put somebody's helmet from
Yeah, but why can't they have like little throwaway ones like they have the little fake sock? Oh, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, like wash them. Anyway, you got to buy them. But they're electric cars, right? You got to sit through this. First of all, you got to sit through this thing.
Like
a training video.
Oh, my God.
And like, well, you know, and nobody, I must have been the only person who actually paid attention during the training video. Because like they said, if somebody's coming up fast behind you and you see this red, blue flag, that means make room.
Okay.
None of these people were fucking making room for me.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm kind of coming up. Like in the first race, How big is this track? It's pretty big. I mean, you got to you go around it and
it's like a warehouse. And like, they really
like Boomers?
They deck it out
bigger than Boomers.
I don't know. I haven't been to Boomers in a long time, but it's a pretty
big track. Okay.
I mean, it's pretty decent, but you know, and it's out. So that again, it's electric cars because it's inside, which are pretty fast. These things pretty pick up, and you know, so I'm coming around the corner, and this one fucking dopey bastard who wouldn't let me pass. He doesn't know what he's doing. He keeps sliding around and stuff. So I come hauling ass, and he's like ahead of me, and he's kind of stopped. So I slide, and I hit side by side. Bam! Right into the side of him.
Oh, shit.
Of course, my head jars to the right. My ribs go into that fucking seat. Now I got a bruised rib. I'm thinking, this is fun. This is what I wanted to come and do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did you spill your drink?
Yeah, I was drinking a martini at the time.
I don't know.
You should have hit him with a red shell.
He's eating a hot dog and a soda driving around. Of course you're going to get into an accident.
No, so... You know, but it was fun. I mean, other than that, you know what I mean?
He's texting.
See, as the older you get, the older you get,
yeah,
the less you like this kind of stupid shit.
Listen, I didn't like it 10 years ago. I'm 10 years old.
Right.
Fuck that.
I mean, I used to love go-kart racing. I used to go all the time, right?
It's fun, man.
And you're, especially when you're in the real go-kart, you used to go to, like, remember, what was the place
Grand
that
Prix
was
Racerama.
Grand Prix Racerama, which was on right off, Sheridan or whatever it was at that area?
95, yeah.
Which turned into Boomers. Correct. And they had Atlantis. Remember, there was a water park there for a while that closed.
Atlantis was awesome.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Really, I went there one time.
Had
and,
to be 25 years ago.
It was. They used to have this thing.
You were
you
five
just,
years old.
You just yeah. So what? I don't know how young, but you used to jump off this fucking thing, like a cliff. It was like
right.
It was so fun. That was my favorite thing to do.
But you remember when you ever ride? You ever race in the go-karts?
There was no water under it, by the way.
Yeah.
ever race the go-karts and you didn't wear glasses and all the rubber like gets in your eyes?
No, because I always wore glasses.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. If you ever wore glasses, you're racing around and you get all this fucking rubber in your eyes.
Yeah, it's never happened to me.
Yeah, well.
The guy in front, he was fucking? What do you mean? Throw the rubbers out there?
Yeah, yeah. Put them.
Now, they don't give you goggles like that?
Again, no. Another thing they should.
Well, in the indoor race kart, they give you, got to wear the helmet with the shield on it.
Okay. Oh, right.
Which is
yeah.
pretty hot. I mean, it's hot in that thing. You start sweating.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, it's like a bowling alley. You're sticking this helmet on that so many different people's heads.
That's
been
why
in.
Oh my god!
That's why they give you this sock, I guess.
Right. And that doesn't do much. I sweat my head through that fucking sock like crazy. I still had sweat in the helmet.
Gross.
Just you know, now there's gonna be somebody doing the race cart this weekend, gonna catch a cold.
Mold
they,
removal.
No, they must spray removal. Them like they spray the shoes. They go in and spray. Yeah.
What about those balls, man? You go to those fucking places with the balls in them.
The bowling? I got my own ball. I was gonna say.
I'm talking about the little round plastic balls for kids that go in those play things.
Oh, the fucking, the ball pits.
Do you know that people vomit in there? Kids puke and shit,
well,
and they piss in there.
Shit and piss and lose stuff, and it's the dander and skin and ill, gross, hair.
Yeah, it's vile, man. You let your kid in those things. Disgusting,
man. Well, they don't exist anymore, I don't think that much.
Yeah, they have.
What does?
Ball pits. Do you still see ball pits over at McDonald's and shit?
They've proven those are infested with,
you know. But think about when in their prime, nobody was thinking about that.
Right.
Shit was disgusting.
Yep. Yeah. We had a kid at Boomers fucking, it's got this little kid threw up in the thing. They had to take the whole thing out, you know, clean, shut the thing down. You know, just
yeah, and then they act like they clean every ball.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Yeah, how do I know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Your balls clean? That's what I said. He used to ask me. No wonder those women used to ask me if my balls were clean. That's funny.
I mean, the only way they could have done it is if they made it all like vinyl or like with a drain at the bottom. And
right.
At the end of the night, they just had a hot shower and mixed
right.
the
Hose
balls.
That shit down,
and then
right.
every day.
Spray it.
And you know that don't happen.
Deodorize
but
it.
But it could work. If that's a new business model, let's say we wanted to open up a new ball pits for kids thing.
Right.
And now they would have to have that as a protocol for it to go on.
You know what you'd have to have? You have to have like two or three sets of balls. Like this is
you
this
swap
is,
them out
every
and
day
wash
you have them you have them soaked for a day, and then you bring them out.
I've soaked my balls. I have soaked my balls.
For
I will
a day?
Tell you that. Well, a day and a half to tell you the truth.
Peter Leonard's balls are so small. He uses a Dixie cup. By
after
the way.
About you know, not anymore. I told you last week, dude. My balls are getting wet in the toilet now. It's
shut up.
I swear to God, I'm hitting that fucking toilet. I got to get
they're
a ball.
Drooping
lift.
That long. That
I got to get a ball lift.
Yeah.
No.
I swear to God, I'm thinking about. Inventing like a net, some kind of netting when you shit. Really? Where you can
like
hold
a net,
your balls
like a net. The guy who does like the trapeze.
No, it would
you know,
be
like a
garter
net.
For your balls.
Right.
So yeah. It would.
No, you know, you get a.
You
can
take
a,
your underwear off, but still,
no,
you
no,
just hold your
you
balls.
Got
like a little
it's
hammock.
Not a bad idea. You get a toilet seat.
Yeah.
They're right on the edge there.
Yeah.
You know, like you have a little ball
you
hammock.
A little nut hammock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is where you rest your balls.
Right.
A
nut net. They come in different sizes.
A nut net.
Nut net. They have different sizes, different colors.
A nut net.
We should, hey, but patent that. The Dougie Show nut net.
That's right.
Yeah. The fucking. But it's frightening. It's really upsetting now. But
that sucks, man.
Yeah.
And
have you ever
does
like
it scare you? Is it cold? And like, oh shit.
Have you ever like you know sat down? You're gonna take a dump, whatever, and then like you stuff your shit down there, so you have to piss, and you don't really pay attention.
And
it's crooked.
It.
And it, no, it's and it starts like you start peeing out the side.
Yeah.
It's like and all of a sudden you look down, like why is this? What's this run of the?
I've done that without taking my pants down.
Yeah.
Which is frightening. Yeah.
You sat down and you didn't take your pants.
No,
off?
I just forgot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just start peeing. It's really awful and shitty. Bad
boy.
News. It's yes. You know, when you get my age, but I'll be 62.
My balls dip through the pants.
You know, hey. It's funny because my dating situation now, you know, I stopped all this fucking dating. I don't date women anymore based on your looks. Or
going,
you
starting
or
to go back to men?
Or your voice. No, because, you know, I don't care how beautiful you are. I got this eye disease. I'll be blind 5 years anyway.
Right.
And I don't care. You got that Brooklyn nasal voice.
So you want to find women that have sexy voices and smooth skin?
No, I want to find a woman. My criteria now for dating is you got to have fucking matching blood types. Because yes, if I can't, if I'm not, if I might need a kidney down the road, I need you to be a compatible match.
Right.
Otherwise, why am I dating you? You know?
That's some thinking, Peter.
Transfusion, any
that's
of it.
That's interesting, yeah.
No, it's true.
I'm harvesting you for parts.
Exactly. I'm dating you for
that's
spare
why we're
parts.
Together. Yeah.
Right?
Somebody showed a video on Facebook today about some African country, how all these black guys, obviously in Africa, all these bunch of dudes are being taken off buses and stuff and then just shot in the head because they're being harvested for body parts.
Wow.
For
what?
When are you going to start that in this country?
Give Trump a few weeks. He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Any rate,
why are you slamming Trump, man?
I'm not slamming
this
the guy.
This country's doing great right now.
Listen, enough.
He's getting married. You're getting divorced. I'm sick. No, I'm kidding. He's getting married. The economy's strong. What's wrong
with him? I don't know. If you're on Facebook, everybody thinks the world's coming to an end.
What does my marriage have to do with political position of this country?
Trump's
right
going to have the State of the Union today.
Tonight, yeah.
Right? At 9 o'clock or something like that. And
did you see they spelled the ticket wrong?
You know, it's funny how people. Two things I want to point out.
I don't know if it's real.
In the State of the Union, no, it's true. In the State of the Union tickets, they spelled it Union with an M instead of an N at the end. And people are like saying, "Look at Trump." I said, "Trump didn't fucking print the tickets, dumbass."
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, people. And another thing,
I told him I had to proofread that.
There was a video on Facebook of like the Black Caucus because they're all getting ready for a State of the Union. There's all these DACA kids that are going to be there, and they're basically saying how. You know, he's a racist. He even called it chain migration. And I posted on this thing. I go, hey, dopey fuck. Chain migration expression's been around long before fucking Trump. That, right. If you're going to,
chain migration.
Come on.
60 years old, that term.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking about racism, did you see that the Cleveland Indians are getting rid of
their
mascot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They already took it off of all their signage,
it's
hats,
so stupid.
Everything.
The uniforms, no, it's going to.
Well, this season.
Right, 2019.
This is the last one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they took it, but I'm saying everywhere in the stadium, all their signage, all everything they
go buy a hat now.
What's that symbol? It's Happy Sammy or something like that.
His name's Woody, I think.
Is it Woody?
No, it's not Woody.
No.
What is his name?
I don't know.
They're changing it. That's the logo, it's the face, right? The smiling Indian guy.
Right. And Atlanta.
He looks like a happy kid. He looks like a happy Indian.
Totally, man. He looks
He got to keep his land.
You know, that's like that. I heard a whole thing about that Chief Nakahoma. In Atlanta.
The
guy from Atlanta. They had actually guy. And they stopped that whole shit.
Too. For the Atlanta Braves?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the big fucking deal?
Yeah.
Man? Oh, Chief Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo.
What did I say, Woody?
Well, the Redskins never changed their name. Redskins, if anything, that's, you know.
But now the Redmen, the St. John's Redmen are no longer the Redmen. They're something else now.
Well, the Redskins, Roger Goodell, 3 hours ago, said Redskins aren't changing name after Indians retired Chief Wahoo.
Right. Good for them. Right. Jim Florentine, one of his funniest jokes is like, I've never heard the word redskin used. You know, if my wife came home and said, my girlfriend came home and said, hey, I got an accident. I got an accident with a redskin.
Right.
It's like, what? You know, like fucking R.J. Griffin III was in the car driving. You know,
right.
No one uses that as a derogatory term.
No.
I mean, if you had a football team called the Miami Spicks.
Right.
You know, that would be obvious.
Well, that's what Beckham's calling the soccer team.
Is he? Miami Spicks?
Yeah. Not if you heard that. They just announced that.
No, he's not.
Yes.
Shut up.
That's how they got it passed, because the fucking guy.
They're not going to be wearing shin guards. They're going to be wearing hubcaps.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my God.
By the way, congratulations. We will have an MLS soccer team in Miami.
That's right. Cheers.
Which is pretty cool, and that'll be exciting, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, again,
you're gonna be
this overly I don't know about that, but this overly political correct. Everybody's got everybody's like, oh, I can't believe I'm offended by that, and it's bullshit. Enough of this shit.
Right.
You know what the fuck? Offended? You're offended. How many? You know, it's so easy to be offended. The funny thing is that when I watch it, it's so hypocritical when there's so many people. Oh, by the way, speaking of hypocritical, I got to share this. You guys saw the video. I shared it today on our fan page. Of Jay-Z, who, the liberals and the Democrats say is a better example for kids in this country than Donald Trump. And, Jay-Z was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
You know, he was a pimp.
Yeah.
He was all kinds of shit.
You know, he shot a couple fools.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But he's a...
Right.
And they showed a video. Somebody posted a video of him. I guess he was backstage at one of his concerts. And he was sitting there and some girl's back there taking a photo of him in the And he smacked the hand. He smacked her fucking phone out of the way and pushed her in the face.
Oh, wow.
The girl was like 10 years old.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did. It's
recently,
on the video. Go to our fan page. You ever check out?
God,
we posted
almighty.
It on there. I'm like, here's a guy, right, that people are saying.
Yeah.
This fucking
Jesus
guy,
Christ,
man. Never.
Man. I turned it off. You saw
yeah,
me
you
turn
obviously
it off.
Turned it off.
You saw me turn it off.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
So you got to look at this video. Again, here's how liberals are crazy. Here's a guy that you know basically came out. And said that, you know, because something that is a true statistic is that unemployment amongst blacks is at its lowest level in over 30-something years. That doesn't matter who takes credit for it, but you can't say the economy in the country is going to shit in a handbasket when that's the truth. When
right.
You know.
Absolutely.
And he says, no, that doesn't matter. And here's the funny thing. Jay-Z says, it's not about money, man. It's about treating people fairly. And then I picture him pushing that girl in the face because she has her camera. And all kinds of shit. Don't be a fucking hypocrite, you know? And don't say it's not about money. We all saw how excited you got when you did the billion-dollar deal with Beats and Apple. Yeah, everybody, they were going nuts and shit. Don't say it's not about money. It is about money. People poo-pooing on $1,000. If you got $1,000 right now, would that be helpful?
Totally.
Right? Elgin, if you got $1,000, let's say you work for a company that gave you a $1,000 bonus this week.
That would be amazing.
Right? I mean, think about it.
I would love that.
Not a bad thing. Although the stock market was down over 300-something points today, so let's see what happens there.
Well, that's just in because of this thing tonight, the speech. That always happens before the speech.
You think? I don't know.
I think so.
I think it's because we're pulling, you know, we need to pull back. We went from fucking 24,000 on the Dow. Well, I can't talk about stock and shit.
Please don't.
We went down, and now we have, it's at from 26,000. Almost, it was going to 27,000, for God's sakes, in the last few days. So, any rate.
I don't know beans.
That wasn't beans. That was... Oh, it might have been chickpeas. My wife makes a great salad with chickpeas, and
there's a salad in your refrigerator right now. I saw.
Yeah, that's the one. It's delicious.
It was. I just finished it.
Yeah, I'll be sure to let her know that you're the one who ate all her salad. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to learn some recipes, man. I feel like I eat the same thing all the time.
I'm a great cook. I'll write some great shit down for you, man. I'm the best fucking thing.
What's your go-to dish, Peter Leonard?
Well, it depends. If you want salmon, if you want a steak,
What's your go-to dish, Peter Leonard? Like, okay. If you're going to make one dish, that's a go-to dish. Okay. That's what I mean. It doesn't depend on shit.
All right, go-to dish?
Yeah. Hamburger helper?
Stuffed Cornish hens with a nice raspberry glaze.
Right, Cornish hen, hard to cook.
Mm-hmm. Not easy.
Right,
it's very easy.
Yeah.
Piece of cake.
And preheat the oven 350.
Yeah.
About 25 minutes.
It's very simple. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cornish hen. Very easy, man. To do a lot of different ways. You can take a bottle of wine, pour it over, throw some spices on it.
I like doing my chicken fanchesse.
Ooh, that's good.
With some angel hair pasta.
Mm.
Right?
Mm. I do fettuccine Alfredo with grilled chicken. That's my go-to. Mm-hmm. And peas.
It's important.
And homemade sauce.
The fettuccine Alfredo sauce is important. You got to have, it's got to be enough. It's got to be wet in a sense, but you got to have that ricotta
thickness,
mix in
yeah.
there.
Oh,
yeah,
I make it fucking good.
Yeah.
How of cheese you use?
So cheesy.
Asiago Romano, all of it? Asiago
Romano? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All of it?
Yep, Parmesan.
A little Parm.
Cream cheese.
Oh, use cream cheese in there, too.
By the way, Jay Riss says, regarding Jay-Z, says his whole street and rap career was bull and hustling and getting money. Exactly. That's how hypocritical it is. It's not about money. Yeah, now that you have billions, you fuck.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's so wealthy.
Yeah. Enough of this nonsense.
Beyonce.
And he's talking about it's not about money.
He's Beyonce.
He
wealthy.
Cheated on his wife.
This guy's a great role model.
Cheated on his wife, punches little kids in the face.
That's a
drug dealer.
Right.
He cheated on Beyonce.
Yeah, he didn't just cheat on a
he
woman.
Didn't just, he, well, yeah, but still, he cheated on fucking Beyonce.
Right. It's one thing to cheat on a woman, but to cheat on Beyonce.
Right.
And I mentioned this yesterday on the show, but did you watch the Grammys?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I was watching Royal Rumble.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny I watched part of it, and then it got political, and I just turned it off.
They had the worst ratings ever.
Down 30% from last year, by
right.
the way.
And I'll bet that 30% was 20 minutes into it. It didn't start out 30% down. I guarantee you that. But these people start with their political bullshit. They start with this.
I don't want to hear
so
a singer, an actor, anybody. Keep your political fucking beliefs to yourself.
Right. Who are you, Ronald Reagan?
You know, enough of this nonsense.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that's why I'm even Facebook. I've had enough of this shit.
Right.
Enough of this. Everybody, all of a sudden, everybody's a political fucking genius. You know
it's
what I'm
just,
saying?
No, it's just because everyone has a voice. And it's so much easier to have that voice heard with social media. It's
right.
like everyone has something to say.
Yeah. And enough. You know what I mean? Enough. What's up, Missy? long time no see. Any rate, so let's just leave it at that. All right, let's just leave that shit at that.
You're so what happened? Kidding. Did you watch it or no?
What's that?
The Grammys.
I watched part of it, and then they went to that part where that guy James Corbin. Enough of this English fucking island monkey bastard. I'm tired of this English guy. Oh, we have this in the karaoke. Nobody wants to see you fat pudgy ass sing. You understand?
Yeah.
You're an average actor. You're a heart. You know, you're B-rated, D-rated singer. Enough right. of the karaoke
Not
shit.
Not funny. I don't think the guy's even funny.
Well,
to
listen.
Tell you the truth.
Listen. We talked about this 1,000 times.
Did we?
It doesn't. Everybody on fucking late night is just let's just get. Can you guys get some fucking writers? You know what? You know what's going to happen in a while. These people are just did so much Trump shit. That they're not going to be able to write a fucking joke when this guy is not in president anymore.
Right.
What do we do now? It's just fucking ridiculous. And people say, that's because, no, I know people that, you know, are just tired of it. I don't watch late night TV anymore. I'm had it.
Yeah, you know? I haven't watched it.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch somebody go on there and talk about, you know.
I still watch Kimmel, though. I watch Jimmy Kimmel.
He's even worse now. By the way, I heard tonight he's going to have Stormy Daniels, the girl who has had the affair
get out of here, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that'll be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. But, you know, actor, tell us about how you act and tell us all that stuff. But enough, I don't give a shit how an actress or an actor feels about the political situation. Actors are the most out-of-touch people in the world. You know, their idea of reality is not reality.
Right.
And no one gives a fuck.
Right.
And if you're a musician, no one gives a shit. Write a fucking song and sing a song about it. You know, why don't you take a chance and write a song about how you feel politically, and let's see if anybody buys that album. I don't want to hear your stupid fucking shit on any talk show. I'm boycotting. Fuck that. I'm boycotting music. I'm boycotting fucking entertainment. I'm not going to see a movie. I'm not going to watch. That's it. I'm fucking done. I'm going to play video games and tell jokes the rest of my life.
I don't know.
I know.
What if it's like a war game?
What?
And there's like a political agenda with the war in the game. And you can't play it anymore, Dougie. You're
I know.
Have
then I'm
nothing
screwed.
To do.
I'm gonna go sit in the corner and look at the wall. Thanks, Jeff, for agreeing with me. At any rate, so hey, by the way, no break today. No sense in that.
Good,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep the show rolling.
I'm just, you know, why bother? You know, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And let's see if this works. This is my dog being a pain in the ass.
Oh.
You know? He's just that way.
I love that little doggy.
Yeah,
he's
well,
a good boy.
He's a good dog. But, you know, like, I don't know why my wife.
Hold on. And now.
I don't know why my wife let this dog sleep with us, for God's sakes.
Well, because he's got that great tongue.
But, you know, not, like, you don't ever let a dog sleep with you, because then the dog feels like they're part of their human, and, you know what I mean? There's no more discipline anymore. They don't respect. That fucking dog is a cock blocker. You know, this dog is ruining my love life.
Oh, no.
Wow. You know, because every time I go to touch my wife, it's like, argh, it goes pissed and everything, you know?
Well, just, then you know.
Well,
yeah.
He wants to finish first.
I don't
you
even know what
him?
That means.
I don't
just
know.
throw his ass out of the bed.
Get his ass out. Listen, that's what I felt about my wife. I finally let her into bed after 2 years.
Yeah.
She had to learn her place.
All right, Peter Leonard, here we go.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah.
I think I'm fucking deaf.
That's why I take these off, man. That's why I take the fucking headsets off. When
that was so loud.
It is loud.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're looking for an intern, everybody. So, anyway. Dogs are better than people.
You can get if
okay,
anybody out there went deaf, you can sue Dougie Almeida. Get him to DougieAlmeida.com.
Wendy Kramer says dogs are better than people. Well, they're at least better than liberals.
Yeah. Hi, Wendy Kramer.
Here's our first story. Inmate who threatened Obama gets 4 more years for threatening Trump. Well, at least the guy's, you know, at least the guy's like varied. You know what I mean? He doesn't have like, he's just not
right.
Just one-sided.
Oh, should let him out now so he can kill Obama. You'll forget about Trump.
A federal prison inmate in Florida who previously received 5 years for threatening to kill President Barack Obama and others has been sentenced to another 4 years and 3 months for threatening to kill President Donald Trump.
Wow.
This is a great retirement idea.
Yeah, he just...
I'm going to fucking turn 60. What a great idea, man.
Who needs Social Security?
And he's in a federal
joint. 3 meals a day. Yeah.
three hots and a cot, we used to say. That's it, man.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Court records show Richard Jeremy Ware was sentenced on Monday. He pleaded guilty in October to making threats against the president.
Perfect.
That's genius.
Guards at the federal prison in Central Florida say they intercepted the threatening letter Ware had tried to send out last March. Ware was nearing the end of his sentence and confirmed the letter was his. Yeah, the guy says, oh, fuck, I only got 6 months left.
Right.
Who's president?
Exactly. Wow. I'm in the middle of a great pinochle game with the guys on the third tier.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Just before you get there, you fill your own commissary
That's
with
right.
all your money.
Yeah.
And then you're just in jail, rich.
Right.
I got all the Cheetos, snacks, ramen noodles.
Yep. You trade your cigarettes for marijuana.
Cigarettes, yep.
You know? Right.
You'd be living like kings in jail.
That's it, man. With 30,000 in your commissary.
Yeah, if you can, like you said, you got to go to a federal prison, so that way you're not dealing with, you know, getting shanked.
Right.
You know, you're just sitting next to Bernie Madoff or somebody like that, some Wall Street guy.
That's it.
Right.
Wow.
Yep.
Not a bad retirement plan.
Tennis on Monday.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know
that old joke.
Little golf. Yeah.
Little tennis.
Yeah. Golf.
Little golf. Little poker.
Your turn.
How about sex with women? Oh, you're gonna hate Friday.
It's a good joke.
Yeah. Any rate, so good retirement plan if you don't have anything else figured out.
Man. I think that's. I was going to throw a brick through a bank window. Tell you the truth, this is much easier, much better.
I am going to show our. I'm going to show our Facebook.
I thought about it.
I don't know why.
Brick through a bank window. It's a federal crime.
How long you go to jail for that?
You can go to 20 years. Anything you do in a bank, if you stole $1,000 at a bank, it's 20 years minimum.
Right.
In a jail. You know what I mean?
Not
without a prior and shit, huh?
Not worth it for a grand.
When you're 75 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a whole different, that's another story.
Right. You sell your house.
Here's a story.
It's so funny.
About a lovely lady.
Now.
Who was bringing
my,
up
you know, my wife's from
girls.
Cambodia. The story originated in Cambodia, which is an interesting, situation. But a bunch of tourists that were there. All got arrested for, I don't know, I guess they were insinuating like they're doing porn. It's like pornography is very looked down upon in countries
in Cambodia.
Yeah.
So they were there shooting porn.
Well, you ever see those pixelated, they even pixelated, like Asian porn is pixelated.
It's
you
blurred.
Can't show.
Right,
know,
right. Yeah, they can't show,
it.
Yeah.
You just hear like Yoko Ono screaming.
Everybody, the Asian porn is everybody's like getting their nails pulled off.
Right.
Tourists arrested for pornographic dancing could face a year in a Cambodian prison. A group of 10 Western tourists could face up to a year in Cambodian prison after they were arrested for dancing pornographically.
Okay.
With images emerging that appeared to show some of them demonstrating different sex positions.
Wow.
Could be like a, what do you call it? Like the booty shake. Right?
No, they're actually on the. It looks like if you. I have the photo. I don't know why I can't. Usually you can put it on here, but.
You left it in the bathroom.
Yeah. Paste it to the wall.
Yeah.
But I mean, they look like they're all. They're simulating sexual positions.
Wow.
And you know, they're not. They have their pants on. They have their pants on, right? They have all their clothes on and shit. But the Cambodian, like, this is fucked up.
That's ridiculous, man. In the meantime, they've got fucking whorehouses.
So they're probably dancing, you know what I mean?
Don't they have?
No, they're actually on the ground, like, simulating doggy style, missionary styles, 69s.
And these are Western visitors.
Yeah, they're all hanging out. Like, listen.
From where?
You should know better.
At my age, I've never been to a party where you simulate, you know what I mean? I mean, either you're fucking or you're not.
Right.
But even still, you should know better when you're in a foreign country to act appropriate.
Why is it that people, when they go to a foreign country, like those basketball players from UCLA.
Stealing a pair of glasses.
Yeah. What are you, a dopey fuck?
Of course.
And that guy, LeVar Ball. This guy's a fucking moron.
He's a thug.
This guy is just, you know, he just came out, said some other shit. He's just making enemies everywhere, this guy.
Yeah. He'll run for president.
Five of the tourists arrested in the raid were British. The Telegraph newspaper reported that 77 people were initially arrested.
77?
That's a big party.
You're not kidding, boy.
After police found the revelers singing and dancing pornographically, most were released, but 10 so-called organizers were held for 72 hours at a police station for appearing in court, and will be appearing in court, where they were sent to pretrial detention.
Organizers, see?
Organ.
Yeah.
The group protested its innocence and has tried to remain in good spirits following the arrest. It's kind of hard to do that when you're in a Cambodian jail.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Couldn't even imagine.
Do you know how hard it is? You can't even get a bowl of rice over there.
We're innocent. Tough. We don't know why we were arrested. We're getting different stories from different people. The group said from a statement from prison. I wonder if they're going to act out sexual positions when they're in prison. Why don't you try it now, you fucks?
Right. They might have to be doing that. What do you think has the worst prisons in the world?
Turkey?
Maybe I was going to say Turkey.
What was that? Where was that Midnight Express?
Yeah, that was...
It was in Turkey, right?
Maybe
wasn't it?
It was Turkey.
Because we have some of the best, let's be honest, prisons. If compared to the world.
Yeah.
Who do you think has like the best?
The guys in that Budweiser.
Like Norway?
Sweden or Norway. Yeah. Yeah, somewhere like that. Yeah. Like
they
Denmark
got Swiss mix.
Or something.
Dilly.
They get cocoa in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? Some chocolate. The nice blonde comes in to bring you.
Perry Sachs got those great Boca prison jokes.
Yeah.
Boca jail. The Boca jail.
Cambodian law prohibits the production of pornographic images and films under the country's 2007 law on suppression of human trafficking and sexual exploitation. Prosecutors in this case said the group shared photos of their party on social media. So it's one thing to do it at the party, but then to share it.
Mm.
Any people producing pornography in the contrary to Cambodia's traditions, a prosecutor for the Siem Reap provincial court said they'll face up to a year in prison.
Listen, I don't know what your definition of pornography is, but if your clothes are on, it's not pornography. I'm sorry.
Well, if in their culture, it's suggestive regardless. It's the...
Yeah.
So, boom. Go to jail.
Yeah.
You should know better. Don't go to another country.
Why take chances when you're in a... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, shit. And like I said, it was so funny.
It's not like
you know
a slap
who got really
on the
offended
wrist?
By that? The 12-year-old prostitute in the next block.
Yeah, like, hey...
She was
like,
really fucking upset.
Yeah, it was funny because...
You're taking my business.
Attorney and comedian, she actually manages comics and entertainment, Casey Dang out of L.A.
Oh, okay.
Very funny girl. Nice woman, nice young lady. She posted, there's a guy who has a professional business of being a dry humper. Like, what he does is, like, there's people that had jobs. I guess there was somebody on America's Got Talent. They're like,
yeah.
They're like, they hug. That's what they do.
I know what you mean. Yeah, you can hire them. They're like cuddle buddies.
Right.
Right.
But this guy's a dry humper.
He humps you.
Yeah, you basically gets all over you. And
is he free tonight?
Yeah, I'll find out for you.
Let me know.
I'll see if I can reserve him 20 minutes.
Does he go to Delray? Who would do this? A dry humper. I got chafed when I was a kid.
I was going to say. I mean, this guy must have the worst case of blue balls.
Right? Remember dry? No, he probably comes. He's got a diaper on. Guy comes to your house.
You're right. When you're in high school, right? When you're growing up, dry humping's the thing.
Oh yeah,
that was the thing. That was like the prelude.
Yeah, it's what existed.
I couldn't wait to dry hump. My dog didn't like it, but I enjoyed it. I certainly liked it.
Yeah, the pillow had a big dent in it.
All right.
But as an adult, you're not looking to go, like, dry hump, you know?
Well,
like,
that's true.
No, you get mad when you dry hump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unless you have genital herpes.
You
need to dry hump.
You look at the girl, and she's got this big thing on her lip.
Yeah, right.
But at a strip club, that's what they do, right? They get on you, and and they put their knee in your crotch and everything.
I don't do that.
No.
No, I haven't been to a strip joint. Probably
I haven't been in a while.
10 years, man, maybe.
Well, I should say, by the way, you mentioned strip clubs. You guys know there's no more Goldfinger.
Really?
We canceled all the shows at Goldfinger.
Really?
Wow.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, we weren't getting crowds.
Right.
But the last time I was there, God bless the owner, everybody, thanks for giving us the opportunity. But when we were there, when you start looking at the clientele there,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's not going to be conducive.
No.
You know what I mean? You're not going to get comedy people
there. Look at the neighborhood.
You know? Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, for example, like the last time I was, when I went there, the only time I've been there was last show.
Really?
Because I've been out of town and working and stuff. But, I walk in and the security guard runs after me as I'm going inside for my cover charge.
Right.
You would think I stole a purse or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, I run the show. It's like, well, we need 10 bucks. I go, no, you don't get it. I run the show.
Right.
And he's like, oh, and I said, calm down. Would I steal the fucking... The right. Mona Lisa? What the... You know what
right.
I mean?
Over $10.
A $10 cover charge.
Over $10.
Into that joint.
I got news for you. So, the sign, that was it. And although what's exciting, and Peter, thanks to Peter, he's the one who initiated this, but we will be doing regular shows at the Bremen Performance Theater.
Nice.
At the iHeart Studios. Our next show is February 16th. I'm your headliner. Peter's going to be doing... hosting, and then Perry Sachs are featured.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
That show. Yeah. I got news for you.
Yeah.
And I've written some new shit.
I hope so.
Some Valentine's Day stuff.
I hope so.
It's hysterical, man.
Because you didn't, I watched.
What?
You're very challenged at the other show that
They didn't shut up, man. Listen, You watched five seconds. You walked out.
I watched a big part of your set. I just couldn't believe you kept. You know, what I did notice was you were trying hard, which is, you know, but when they weren't laughing and they weren't paying attention, you kept going for it. Like sometimes when a comic's not doing well, they keep pressing and pressing. I mean, I get it.
Should I have just stopped and dropped the mic and walked off the stage? As opposed when you went up and said, listen, you people have to behave out there. And Pierce Brees,
I got them to shut up, didn't I?
Huh?
I did get him to shut up, and they got the last. Did I get that show started?
Yes, you did.
All right. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, let's face
it. That's what I'll do next time.
The place needs to be reset, right? They had the
God.
Stage
they
in
the wrong
area.
Place. Everybody told him.
Yeah.
That was your friend, Bear.
Yeah, well, she
admitted. He had to stick his fucking nose in. You know?
She admitted, though. Bear admitted. She said it was my idea to change the where the stage was, and that's my bad. I go, yeah, you got to put it. Right there.
And if they had put the speakers on both sides,
yeah,
of this
everybody would have heard.
The bar could have heard. The audience could have heard. And you know.
So that being said,
she's a crazy.
That being said, we're excited. Tadah Productions Advisory excited to be putting on shows. We're going to probably be doing every month or two.
That's great.
At that place,
I can't wait, the
Bremen Performance Theater.
Yes,
nice.
Which is very a lot
cool.
of fun. And you know what? That's when I started thinking. I said, you know what? And Jay Risk is watching. He's probably enjoyed. But, you know, instead of doing a weekly show where I make $100,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'd rather do a show every month or two,
mm-hmm.
you know, where I can make $1,000,
mm-hmm.
you know, a big promotion, big,
right.
you know, type of theater type thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, put talent together.
That's right.
Not deal with the aggravation of every week. You know what I mean?
And the Plus, babysitting.
I was there, man. I did the room. It was rough, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's a nice room.
Yeah.
They did a great job remodeling it.
It was beautiful. Yeah,
when I was there, the last show there was like five or six people that came in eventually, and then the comics, and there was this one just the element like these older guys were in there, and I 5 minutes into my set I wanted to walk off stage and punch this fucking one guy. You know, because I'd ask him a question. He sat there all dopey looking at me.
Right.
Didn't say, you know, I'm like, all right. So then I start talking. A couple minutes later, he starts saying shit. I go, oh, you wouldn't fucking answer me when I talked to you, you dumb fuck. And now you all of a sudden want to be, you know, want to add to the show.
In the show, right.
Yeah.
In the show.
Yeah. Just, you know.
Wow.
Any rate.
R.I.P. Golfers.
You know who misses you? Scarlett, the redheaded stripper. She said she liked you a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's another thing. I'll also test a strip club by the quality of the girls in there.
You have to.
And,
I didn't even go next door.
Yeah. Well, there's no need to. There's not like real lookers over there. You know, and when the night crew looks like the
lookers
day crew,
or hookers. What do you say?
Either one.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I saw better right next door at Hooters when I went to eat there before the
Hell
show.
Yeah.
I went and had wings at Hooters.
Right.
Hung out there. You know.
The training ground Hooters. They just call it whores in training.
It's like junior high and then high school.
Right.
Like
for those
you graduate.
Of you, yeah, for those right. of you who are thinking about stripping, start here at Hooters.
Right.
Yeah. And here's our story Jay Risk mentioned earlier on Facebook Live. But women denied emotional support peacock.
Peacock?
On United flight. They have actually a photo of a peacock in the airport.
Trying to get on a she put not but she walked it in, not in a cage, not in this big tall thing.
No, it was wearing the red vest and it said support peacock.
Look at him support. Now I'll support a peacock.
No,
yeah.
but
they're
it, in it should have the red vest on. That's why it didn't get on the plane.
Yeah.
It
I
needs
don't see
to
a
wear
badge.
The,
right.
No, they do. The dogs, cats, whatever it is, they have a little red vest and it says support animal,
yeah, of course.
Please do not pet. They
right.
should have it on
you
the
know
bird.
What? You know what? I want to support llama.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I want a support camel.
This is a support cobra.
Yeah, here's my support. Here's my support tiger.
I want a support hooker.
Birds of a feather may flock together, but United Airlines recently shot down one traveler's request to bring her emotional support peacock.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
On a flight departing from Newark Liberty International Airport.
Huh. Where are they flying to?
Live and Let Fly reported earlier this week. Even though the unidentified woman claimed that she had a second ticket for the peacock, the airline denied her request. You know, you can't train a peacock. You know, it's not like you're going to be. Imagine you're sitting there and a peacock starts pecking on the back of your head from the seat behind you and shit.
Well, they probably have a little mask for it, like those. Like a
like
those,
the birds.
The
yeah,
birds where you put the thing on their head.
yeah. Little falcons and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A spokesperson for United further tells the news that the traveler with the peacock were told they would not be able to bring it on board.
There were three Haitians.
Hannibal Lecter mask.
Right. Three Haitians with machetes trying to fricassee that fucking thing.
Yeah, somebody's in the back going, oh, I thought there wasn't food on this flight.
Well, is peacock meat edible?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Is it good?
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah?
You would think. This animal did not meet guidelines for the number of reasons, including its weight and its size. We explained to this customer on 3 separate occasions before they arrived. See, again, what a fucking dope.
This woman, she
3 different times, the airline says, we'll not allow this, and she still shows up at the airport. I bet she complained about missing her flight.
She never called. She should have called in the first place. Just show up at the thing. She alerted them.
What was the name on the ticket?
Peacock J.
Yeah.
P period cock.
Yeah. Peacock J bird.
Like Peter Cock. Peacock.
One person said, I'll take the majestic peacock over the 5 dogs that have attacked my coworkers just this past holiday season.
Oh, see?
The news comes on the heels of Delta's controversial crackdown on emotional support service animals. Yeah, everybody's got to support, you know.
I told you they're
cracking
down.
Listen, if you're an ex fucking military person and you're suffering from PTSD, whatever it is, fuck it, great.
PTSD,
thank you. But you know, other than that, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Get
you
a
need
hamster.
A support animal? Get a fucking teddy bear.
Get a rabbit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Get a little Furby. You know? I mean, give me a fucking break. These support animals.
This is ridiculous.
Well, see, some of them can figure out if you're diabetic and you're going to an insulin shock or some shit. They can smell you. I read a story, man, about a dog that can smell cancer.
Right.
A dog that can smell if you have cancer or not.
Effective on March 1st, Delta's new rules require those flying with emotional support or psychiatric service animals to submit a veterinarian health form and immunization record to Delta within 48 hours. Doctor's note signed veterinarian health form and a proof of the animal training will additionally now have to be presented before boarding.
See, now it's more of a hassle for the people who need them,
yeah.
For them to fly. Now they have to get a fucking doctor's note.
Yeah.
Here's my prescription, dog.
Right. Yeah. They're gonna be more stressed now, right?
Take 7.
Yeah.
Take 2 of these. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. For the next 7 days.
two little
could you imagine
right.
if
Take 2 of these.
I mean, could you imagine if you're about to get on a plane?
Orally.
Could you imagine if you get on a plane, somebody's got a fucking peacock on there?
Yeah.
I mean, I would be
what
outraged.
What if you're allergic to feathers?
Well, that's
an allergy.
We had that one case where the woman complained about the dog because she said she was allergic to dogs, and she says that dog's got to be, and that person had a legitimate service animal,
right?
You know.
Well, I know somebody who has a support flying squirrel. It's called a sugar glider,
right?
Registered as awesome. Her support animal. So, would she be able to take that on a plane? Probably. Yeah. It's tiny.
I need a support vagina.
It's tiny.
Yeah. I need a support for JJ.
I'm looking for a support vagina out there. If anybody's interested, please contact me at 822-WQAM. Thank you.
Man killed after being sucked into MRI machine.
Well, I've been killed being sucked by something.
How'd he get sucked in there?
By powerful magnetic field and inhaling cryogenic liquid oxygen.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It must have been an enclosed MRI.
Right.
Read that. What happened? I don't believe the story.
Yeah.
It's a true story. It's from
I've had 30
Newsweek.
MRIs. I've had 30 MRIs. Never happened to me.
Mumbai police confirmed that an Indian man died after being sucked into a MRI machine, according to the International News Agency. The victim, 32-year-old Rajesh Maru.
Oh, Rajesh.
Which in English means you're fucked.
Yeah.
Was visiting a relative in Mumbai's Nair Hospital when he entered a room containing a magnetic resonance imaging machine.
And his turban was made of fucking
more commonly known metal. As an MRI machine.
Yeah.
While carrying an oxygen machine. Wait a minute. While carrying an oxygen cylinder.
Oh, that's
the machine's
right.
Powerful magnetic force pulled him toward it. Police stated, according to the AFP, apparently damaging the cylinder and poisoning Maru when he inhaled the pure liquid oxygen it contained.
Oh, my God.
First of all, probably froze his lungs. You know, that
right?
shit. Isn't that cold?
No, yeah. That's liquid nitrous is, right?
Yeah.
Liquid nitrogen.
I think a lot of that shit is like very cold. I mean, CO2, what is that? CO2, NO2? What is it? I don't know.
I don't know, too.
CO2?
U2. In the name
so
of
he got
love.
Sucked in. He,
so
he was holding
his
tank.
It.
He was walking through the. He goes, "Oh, what is in here?
Look what I found!
Is this the bathroom?
Look how lucky!"
If I'm saying that is the worst thing to walk in there with, he had it. You know what I mean? If anything, he could have walked in there.
He was visiting a relative. Do you walk into into a hospital
with an oxygen tank?
Look how lucky for me! I found an oxygen tank. Maybe my cousin needs this.
He might as well have a pocket full of paper clips.
Right.
According to Maru's uncle, Maru had been carrying the cylinder because a junior staff member had asked him to. Assuring him that the MRI machine was turned off.
Oh,
this is where they're trying to just sue the hospital. The MRI pulled the metal cylinder toward it, trapping Maru's arm inside and exposing him to the deadly liquid oxygen. His fingers were severed while the hospital employees tried to free him. He died several hours later in intensive care.
Wow.
But his nails never looked better. His fingernails never looked nicer.
So what was the result of the MRI?
Well, he needs
you have a herniated L4, L5 disc, and you have no more fingers.
Yeah, it's not attached to your arm anymore. But everything looks great.
I've got good news and bad news. Your cousin was here to visit you.
We gave him a free MRI. Unfortunately, he is now potentially, he's part of the MRI machine.
Yes, we are naming it after him.
Yes.
It's the new Rajesh machine. Come to the Rajesh wing of the hospital.
It's the Hamesh machine.
His name is Rajesh.
Rajesh, MRI machine.
He is fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you got to be careful when you walk into a hospital, man.
Ah, man. Poor guy. But you don't expect that. He's just like, maybe he was delivering it or someone said, well, the little kid or the junior, whatever, said, hey, walk it over here.
Yeah.
It was like,
the machine's off.
Let's see what this is going to be a funny ass prank. Buzzing,
beeping, those lights are flashing. Forget about the flashing lights. We unplugged it.
April Fool. Oh, shit.
Right.
That prank didn't go well. Turn off the camera. We're not putting that on our YouTube channel.
My bad.
Would you like to be buried in paper or plastic?
Yes. Here's a story. Cop shame idiot's sad attempt to rob Pizza Hut driver. It says here that a Washington State man robbed a Pizza Hut delivery driver at gunpoint for his $81 grub order, and he was later arrested and publicly mocked by police after cops
for ordering pizza. Huh?
Yeah. After cops were able to track him down because he placed the order from the same phone number he made another order from days earlier. Quote, man, I made stupid mistake, the 20-year-old delinquent told Pierce County Sheriff. Deputies, as he admitted, he called in the food order and robbed the pizza girl.
I should have had the deep dish.
On Friday with another pal whom he would not identify, police said. I'm no rat.
I ain't no rat. Stitches get stitches.
According to the cops, the suspect had placed his food order for pizza, cookies, and bread under the name David Adams to be delivered to an address in the city, the University Place. When that delivery arrived at 7 p.m., she called the customer, and he told her to meet him in front of another building. Well, that's always bad. If you're ever delivering something, you say, oh, no, I'm not there. Come to this other place.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm leaving it here.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
You know?
Guess what? I'm throwing that shit on the floor, and you can keep it.
Yeah. No problem. After I take a big dump in the pizza, I'll leave it right here for you.
You like that commercial for the guy with the pizza? He brings the pizza home, and the tree falls on his car.
Oh, the Domino's insurance. Yeah.
That's a great. Have you seen that?
And no, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's awesome. Guy gets set out of his car. It's the middle of winter, and a tree falls right on his car and crushes it.
Can barely hear you.
He goes, oh, no. He opens the back door, and his pizza box,
oh.
He brushes it off, and it's fine.
Okay.
He goes, oh, thank God. He turns to fucking walk away, and he slips on the ice. The pizza goes flying.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
There you go.
But I do like the other commercial.
I don't know why they're insuring it. Domino's or insurance that in case your pizza gets ruined.
It's just a gimmick.
Well, you know, like when I used to deliver pizza, mm-hmm. especially extra cheese and extra sauce, if you go a little too fast, it all slides to one side.
Make a turn, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of messes that up. But, hey, speaking of messing up, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
It's been an hour?
Yep.
Wow.
We're at 58.46.
This has been fantastic.
That's great. I like doing it in one shot.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to change that up.
That two-minute break really fucked everything up. Really? Wow.
I mean, it's like
really
we have commercials.
Threw off the whole show.
But what's the point?
When
we
had to break.
It's not like we have commercials or anything.
Like I'm wearing a diaper, so I peed right now.
That's right. Anyway, I want to thank Elgin David for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
And, of course, Peter Leonard.
Thank you so much.
Don't forget, guys, Wednesday, Wise Guys Comedy Show starring Mike Price, Skippy from Family
Mark.
Ties. Mark Price. What did I say, Matt?
Mike.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Mark Price from Family Ties, and we'll be there. Great show. It's only $10. Call 954-509-0046. He will be here in the studio tomorrow.
Yeah.
With me as well, talking about all kinds of stuff. I imagine he's thin. He's not a fat guy. Did he? I don't know. We'll have to see.
Oh, boy.
And what else is going on? Oh, by the way, this weekend, pretty excited, at the Funky Boot on Friday night, Leon Arp is having a roast.
Yeah.
Comics are roasting Leon Arp on Friday.
Really?
And on Saturday, I'll be at the NAMM Nights, the VFW in West Palm Beach, along with Nadim Awad and Ethan Moore.
Man,
For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Elgin?
Follow me at Elgin David on Instagram.
Peter?
Either Peter Leonard or the Food for Thought Radio Show on Facebook.
There you go, guys. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, tomorrow, special show at 11 a.m. Facebook Livers will be here or catch it after on our Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page. And if you ever miss anything, go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. All archived shows, almost 700 shows now. By the way, we are looking for patrons. If you want to donate money, it's a minimum of $1 a month. And that money goes to gas money for the co-hosts. And so, by the way, we will start giving you guys $10 a month.
I've heard that for 6 years.
Well, we're going to start next month because I have a fill of coffers. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes with the joy.